So you have two
stirrups.
And if you're plowing, what's the horse on the left called?
I wouldn't have a term.
Well, which one walks in the furrow?
Maybe the one on the right.
That's the one that walks in the furrow? Well, does one follow the other one? One horse?
No, they should be side by side.
Well, is there a lead horse? Or a lead mule or something when you're plowing?
It could be, but I'm not really familiar with it. Most of the plowing that I've seen done by animals, either horses or mules, and most of it was by mules, was on the one mule concept, where you had a single mule doing plowing. And I think about the only time I've seen a pair would be when they were doing cultivating after the crop was up and growing. Cultivation by two. I don't think I've ever seen it plowing done by two before.
Well, if you're plowing and at the end of the year you say, well, we had a good yield, we raised a big
crop.
And what, you know, in the field, the dirt goes like this, or what do you call those things?
Furrow.
So you have hundreds of
furrows.
And if something isn't right here at hand, you say, well, that's just a little, what, over?
Little waves.
And if you were traveling somewhere, or if it wasn't right here at hand, it wasn't just a little ways over, you say, oh, that's a what?
A great distance.
Alright, so if you've been traveling and you hadn't finished your journey, you might say you had a what before dark?
A long way to go.
And if something's just really common and you can find it anywhere you look for it, you don't have to know a special place, you say, well, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if somebody slipped and fell this way, you say you fell
backwards.
And if you fell this way,
forwards.
And if somebody said, well, did you catch any fish? You'd say, no.
I didn't catch any.
Well, what's the way of saying it? No, something, or one?
No, I only caught one.
But you didn't catch any. No.
No, I didn't catch any.
Well, would you have something, you could say, no, something, or one?
No, not a one.
And if a schoolboy had been scolded by his teacher, he might say, well, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do anything.
And if someone apologizes for breaking a Reiki bar or something, you say, oh, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
And if a child is crying, you say, well, he's eating candy and he didn't give me
any.
And if something happened at 12 midnight past, and I said, well, did that happen in the daytime? You say, that happened
at night.
And if a boy is real spoiled, and you might say, well, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. What?
Later on?
Well, is there some other way of saying it, like is not, or apt is not, or something like that? More than apt to.
More than apt to later on?
Is that how you'd say it?
I'd probably use more than likely.